This is Robert with IlliniEye.com. That's IlliniEye.com, not IlliniEye.com, IlliniEye.com. Just got finished watching the first spring scrimmage. I guess they had an earlier scrimmage after practice on Wednesday, that was, but this was the first kind of official scrimmage. It was set up most like all the scrimmages. They run first string offense against second string defense, and then switch it second offense against first defense. Then they'll run situations, third downs, then they'll run coming out of the end zone drills, starting at the two. They'll run red zone drills and finish up with a 2-minute drill for each offense. I wrote a post last night just talking about things I was going to be looking for in the scrimmage, so I figured I'd go through those real quick right now, and then tonight or tomorrow write a longer post of my thoughts of the scrimmage. Of my 5 points, I'll go through them real quickly. One was Nate passing. I wanted to see improvement in the passing game. I wanted to see more of what we saw in the Texas Bowl. I won't split hairs here. I didn't see it. He had a rough day, and there was no wind. He just struggled. He tucked and ran a little too much, I think. Part of that's probably he's wearing a red jersey, and if anybody gets anywhere near him and tags his shoulder, it's a sack. So he's trying to escape anyone touching him. So that probably contributed to it, and he doesn't have his top receiver in Jenkins and one of his top receivers in Malines as they recover from injuries. But no excuses. He just made some bad throws. Came along probably a little better in the 2-minute drill and in the red zone drills. Made a couple nice throws, one to Evan Wilson for a touchdown, but just wasn't his best day. And I'd like to see more improvement as we go on into the spring and the summer. Number two, I was worried about fumbles because LeShore didn't fumble once last year. I'm worried that we won't have the same ball security with Ford and Pollard and Golden. Ford wasn't playing today. I guess he's a little nicked up, but expected back next week. But Golden and Pollard held on, had some tough runs, no fumbles. There was one fumble by Ian Days. I guess he's moved to running back, which was his high school position. And he had a bad exchange where the ball just popped straight up in the air and was a fumble. But overall, you know, I just wanted some hard runs without the ball popping out, and I saw that. Third was the pass rush, and we really didn't see any of that most of the day. I mean, there was a couple touch sacks. So most of the entire scrimmage, there wasn't much of a pass rush. Some here, some there, but not exactly a lot of sacks. And then on the final three plays of the scrimmage, it was the 2-minute drill for the second string offense against the first string defense. And Houston Bates was in at will linebacker. And he had three sacks on three straight plays. Once, I think he got around Days, who was trying to pick him up in a blitz. The other two times, he beat Simon Svijanovic. I think that's who it was, who was at right tackle. He just bull rushed him twice. So, three legitimate sacks. Miles Osei was wearing a colored jersey today, not a red jersey. He was wearing a blue jersey because they wanted him to experience some live action. And he got it three straight times ripped to the ground by Bates. So that was good to see. Four was Sam linebacker. And I really didn't see much from Ashante Williams. A couple plays here and there. Nothing really stuck out like a Nate Bussey play from last year. Ernest Thomas showed some good things. He jumped one route, a pass from Shieldhouse into the flat, and was gone, but he dropped the pick. I mean, he had it, jumped the route in his hands. It's a pick six, and he just dropped it. So it'll be interesting to see how that position develops. And the last thing was the secondary, and I think that was probably the strongest thing I saw today. When the first string secondary was out there, it was just really solid. Couple plays underneath passes were given up. I think they were mostly linebacker assignments. But any throws to the outside, Hawthorne, Green, Tavon Wilson, even the safeties, Trulon, they were right there. There were a couple throws where there were three guys right there. I mean, they are swarming to the ball. So of all the things I saw, probably first string secondary was the most impressive. They just seemed to fit better together and know what they were doing and really take away anything on the edges and deep for the second string offense. So that was good to see. I'll give more thoughts tonight, but for now, decent scrimmage, good day, go Illini.